السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the Sanha Call-in Q&A program. My name is Faisal Patel. Inshallah, this program runs until about 8 p.m. this evening. It is just gone 29 minutes to 8 o'clock. Today is the 6th of Safar 1440, and that's Yom Thulatha, and that corresponds to Monday, the... What's the date today, by the way? Okay, the 15th of October. I'm getting a reminder from my engineer. The 15th of October, 2018. As I mentioned, this program runs until about 8 p.m. this evening. And remember, if you've got any queries with regards to the status of any halal products or anything you want to know about, please do give us a call, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Now, the WhatsApp line seems to be down, so please do send us a text message. Yeah, we're going to return to the old ways of doing things. Send me a text message on 48855. 48855. So forget the WhatsApp for a change. If you've got a query with regards to any status of a product, please WhatsApp me on 48855. Not WhatsApp, text message me on 48855, and inshallah we will get the Molana on the other side of the line when we speak to him in just a few minutes to answer that questions for you. So, there's two ways to get your query answered this evening. You can call us 011-854-1548. That's one way. Or you can send a text message to 48855. And I look forward to taking some of those questions, inshallah. But first and foremost, after almost 3 weeks, I haven't spoken to him. Let's welcome Sanha's Molana Bilal Nicholson to the program. Molana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To all the listeners. We hope everyone is well.
Absolutely, Molana. It's a pleasure to have you on the program this evening again. Just a reminder to the listeners, the WhatsApp number is down, or it doesn't seem to be working, so please text message me on 48855, and inshallah, I will then get Molana Nicholson to then answer the question for you. One coming through on SMS. Molana, when was the last time we used SMS? I mean, it's a very long time. I don't know if people know it exists anymore, but...
Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, if I had to send you an SMS now, would I still know how to do it?
Yeah, I know. The cell phone packages come with this new things. You know, you get 100 minutes, 500 SMSs, and 1 gig of data. They're not even 1 gig, half a gig of data. So, anyway, let's move on to the questions. One has come through. Salams, is Oreos halal?
Oreo biscuits, yes, most of the flavors are halal suitable. However, the strawberry flavor does contain carmine, an insect-derived dye, and it is therefore not approved by Salam.
All right. Just a reminder to the listeners that we don't have the WhatsApp line this evening, unfortunately. Very sad about that. But you can text message me on 48855. That's 48855. Do you know it's still how to use text messages, by the way? 48855. Just send a message and send it to 48855. And inshallah, we will get Molana to answer that question. Also, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. Molana, I'm seeing some messages coming through, and I see your news as well. Woolworths Australia reacts to strawberry scare. What's all that about?
Basically, what had happened in Australia was that some persons, unidentified persons, had placed needle inside the strawberries.
Mm.
People were finding these needles.
That's hectic.
And eventually, you know, a lot of copycats in the market. Other people have started doing it as well.
Mm.
And in other fruit as well. So it's a major issue down under.
Absolutely shocking. Can you believe it, Mohammed Salim? Needles. Needles in strawberry. I mean, what are people thinking? Anyway, another message coming through. We'll take the caller now. A message coming through. Salams, what do we need to look out for when buying coffee capsules for the coffee machines?
Alhamdulillah, with regards to the plain coffee capsules, there's no real problem with those. It's just a capsule shell which is manufactured from a plastic material or synthetic material. There's no problem with that. And the actual coffee inside, it's plain coffee or, you know, one of the different variants of coffee, coffee like, you know, Colombiano or Arabica coffee. There's no problem with that. Right. However, if it's a combination product, you know, it's like a cappuccino or one of the other combination products, there one needs to look further to ingredients.
All right. Just a quick question on that one. So the capsule itself doesn't contaminate, because it's made of plastic, doesn't contaminate any of the ingredients, right?
No, not at all. It's not a gelatin capsule, like we find in medication.
Oh, okay. Let's take the... There's one caller on line number two. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam. I want to know if mini bites made by Amabombom halal.
Amabombom, and this is a lollipop.
No, it's a mini bite. It's a sweet.
Okay, no information on the product at the moment, but inshallah we can query it further if we do provide
it. And I want to know if Crystal Valley cheese are halal.
Crystal Valley cheese products, some products are certified halal by Sena, but you have to look for a logo on the product.
Jazakallah for the call, Malana. Another question coming through on SMS, by the way. Salam, I would like to know if Elliott Brothers Abattoir is halal.
Elliott Brothers Abattoir, if the person could just mention what the trading name is as well and exactly where it's situated.
Alright, so the person is sending a text message. Malana needs some more information on what the trading name is. Inshallah, then we can then get Malana to answer that question. Malana, another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Defris chocolate rings made by Continental Biscuits Aerodrome in the corner of Aeroton, Robertsham. Is it allowed?
No information, unfortunately, on that product.
Alright, so the person has sent a message, and maybe you can just call Sana and they can check it out for you during the course of the week as well. Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Alaikum salam.
See your question for Molana.
On our two queries, is the vanilla flavored dry crisps, Kellogg's dry crisps, is it halal?
Regrettably, with regards to Kellogg's products, we do not have any information and cannot comment on them.
Does it answer your question, brother?
And the other question is Galaxy gummies. It's a Turkish brand.
Yes, those gummies do contain gelatin. The problem with the gelatin is that we have not been able to determine exactly which animals they come from, if those animals have been slaughtered in a halal manner or not, and therefore cannot guarantee their status.
Jazakallah for the call. Malana, a WhatsApp coming, not a WhatsApp, I'm saying WhatsApp, an SMS coming through. Salams, is black steer in Midland Sanha approved?
The person could give the exact address and then we could verify for them.
Okay, so the person that sent in a question about the black steer, please just give us the address of the place, and Malana can then provide us with an accurate answer on that. So, Malana, some others that has come through. I see a question that you guys tweeted a little earlier. The Milky Lanes, you don't certify that, or you haven't certified it?
No, unfortunately not. You know, the franchise Milky Lane, they have not applied for certification. We haven't ratified or signed any agreement to ensure that the outlets are halal.
All right. So is there any reason that they haven't contacted you, perhaps?
I would suggest consumers, you know, make them aware that you want to eat by Milky Lane, but without any assurance, you're not able to do so. That would motivate them to certify.
All right. Another handwritten question coming through from my engineer. Is the Orange Grove yogurt halal?
Orange Grove yogurts do contain bovine gelatin, therefore they are not approved by Sena.
All right. Another SMS coming through. Blacksteer, Old Pretoria Road, opposite Boulder Shopping Center. That's the one you're talking about. So it's a Blacksteer, Old Pretoria Road, opposite Boulder's Shopping Center.
Yes, it is certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, so the person is sending a question. Yes, it is certified by Sanha. Let's go back to the lines. Before we do that, you are tuned in to the Sanha program. Unfortunately, the WhatsApp is not working this evening, so you can send me a text message on 48855. Alternatively, you can come live on air. You can give us a call, 011-854-1548. Speaking about live calls, we do have one on one of the lines. Let's take the call. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Alaikum salam.
See your question for Malana.
Is it halal?
know if I did not get the name of the product.
Was it? Can you say it a little louder?
Skittles.
Unfortunately, not sufficient information to give you a guarantee.
No, Mini Bets.
Mini Bets made by which company?
No, I think Bomb Bomb Sweets.
Yes, unfortunately, we also don't have information on at the moment, but we can investigate further if you do provide us with the details.
Okay, Dracula.
Well, I'm checking another one while you're waiting for the SMSs to come through and also the calls. I see that you got a new news item on your website saying, go play, kids indoor play and Cafe Centurion. That is haram alert. What's it all about?
So basically a kids play area where the kids come and play indoors, not on the weekend or the past rainy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It has been like, you know, the perfect place to take the kids.
Of course.
Unfortunately, they serve bacon, and on the very same menu where they list the bacon item, they list halal, friendly option.
Mm.
And they even write halal next to, you know, certain items. So obviously that's not acceptable. We wrote to the company, we addressed it with them. They have apologized in the income. But obviously we have to alert people that this place is certainly not halal despite their claim.
All right, so just a caution for the listeners. There's a place called Go Play Kids Indoor Play at Cafe Centurion. Please do take caution. That place is not halal as well. Let's take a caller. We have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamualaikum. I want to know if Mentos is halal.
Sorry, was it?
Mentos.
Mentos, which there are some variants which contain carmine, insect-derived dye, and one should avoid them. Those variants are the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the rainbow, the mixed berry, the sour mix, the grape, and the cinnamon. The other flavors, like the fruit flavors, the mint flavors, plain strawberry, those are fine.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for the question. Well, what's that coming through? Moisturizers that have alcohol and is Parmalat yogurt halal? So is there any moisturizers that have alcohol?
Many cosmetic products, in fact, contain denatured alcohol or some form of alcohol.
Yeah.
However, the alcohol is not impure, and therefore it may be applied to the skin.
Yeah.
It won't affect your wudu, nor is it haram to apply.
All right, and then so the same person asking if Parmalat yogurt is halal.
Parmalat yogurts, unfortunately, they do contain gelatin, therefore one should avoid them.
Can we use perfumes, deodorants? I think it's just a continuation of the other. Oh, yeah, same person asking, can we use perfumes, moisturizers, and roll-ons that contain alcohol, that have alcohol? I think Molana did answer that question, eh?
Yeah, it's not impure, it may be applied, yes.
All right, so the person that's sending the question, yes, it can be applied as well. Another WhatsApp coming through, salams, is the Celebrex capsule halal? If not, what other suitable alternatives are there?
Okay, these capsules do contain bovine gelatin. The capsule shell is manufactured from gelatin. Given that this might be a necessary medication, you know, one would need to look at the situation of the person involved, and then that person should get some advice from his doctor if there are any alternatives. If there is no alternatives, then it may be taken for medical purposes.
All right. Another message coming through on text messages. Kellebot, if I pronounce correctly, Kellebot, C-A-L-L-E-B-A-U-T, Kellebo, chocolates, is that permissible? Kellogg cereal bars and Beacon Fizzes sour.
Beacon Fizzes are fine. Kellogg's, we unfortunately cannot comment on their products. Kellebo chocolates, these we check on a case-by-case basis as per need. They're not certified by us, but where they do give us information, we can then advise further. So the consumer can contact our offices with the exact details of the product that they want to know about, or we can perhaps assist them.
All right. So to the person that has sent in that SMS, please do contact Sana, inshallah, and they will assist you on a case-by-case basis as far as the Kellebo chocolates are concerned. Kellogg's, as I say, it's not obviously certified, and Beacon Fizzes Sour, it's fine, eh, Molana?
That's correct.
All right. Another SMS coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Orange drops made in Germany. Natural colorants and flavors, Cavendish and Harvey. Is that permissible?
Yes, Cavendish and Harvey hard candies are halal suitable.
All right. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Unfortunately, the WhatsApps are not working this evening, so please, you can send me a text message on 48855, and we'll get Molana to answer a question. Now, you know, Molana, quickly before we go to the lines, there was last month, I think it was, where the cannabis was made certified, was allowed, was now made illegal, made legal by the Constitutional Court. Mufti Musaji did give a beautiful explanation saying that it causes intoxication. What is Sana's stance on that?
Well, certainly we would agree with Mufti Saab that, you know, because it is an intoxicant and every intoxicant is haram, doesn't matter which court in the world rules that it is halal or impermissible. We know as Muslims anything that intoxicates, certainly haram.
All right. What about the oil and the oil, or say the ointment that is made from cannabis?
You know, where a product is used for medical purposes, with the consultation of a medical professional and so forth, then in that specific instance, there may be a leeway or there may be a concession to use such product. This is not the general rule.
Of course. Let's go to the lines. We do have two callers. Let's take the first one. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. You live on here, brother. Your name? Where you calling from?
Imran, calling here from Annadale.
Gee, your
tell
question.
Tell me, your Burger King, is it halal?
Burger King, unfortunately, between us and them, we have not signed any agreement for halal certification. In fact, a couple of years back, we wrote to them to inquire about their suppliers, you know, to give us some information because we received a lot of queries. To date, they have not responded to us. They do not want to give us any supplier information. We have not been able to do any audits with any of the Burger King. Therefore, from our side, we cannot give any update at all.
Okay.
Ameen. Jazakallah for the question. Walaikum salam to Allah. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam. Am I on air?
Gee, you're on air. Your question for Molana.
Molana,
please just put the radio off in the background. We are getting some feedback.
Sorry. I'm coming.
Yes, listeners, if you are calling in, please switch your radios off because it does provide feedback.
Is that better?
Gee, better.
Okay.
Your question for Molana?
Molana, you just mentioned just now Parmalat yogurt has got gelatin in there. Is it this Parmalat smooth, plain, medium yogurt?
In fact, it's all of the variants. All the variants have gelatin.
Okay.
So
which of these, which ones are we able to have?
The common ones that you would find in most supermarkets, that's Lan's food.
Yeah.
You would find clover yogurt.
Clover, yeah.
Yes. You would also find, depending where you're staying, Crystal Valley yogurts might have the Sana Halal logo on. There's also honeydew.
Okay.
You can still find them at Chocolate Checkers.
Okay.
And in the Gauteng region, we've got Ambledale, we've got Big River Dairy, we've got Meadows.
Okay,
is a certified halal.
All right, thank you so much. Hey,
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum salam for the question. We've got another caller, line number 6. You live on air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. You live on air. Your question for Molana?
Yeah, I should find out Flora Gold buttermilk spread. Can you have that?
Flora Gold buttermilk spread, yes, you may use that.
Jazakallah for the question. Let's go to the SMS lines. SMS lines. Let's go to the text messages. Somebody's asking, Rascals, is it halal?
Rascals also contain bovine gelatin and therefore is not approved by
Sana. Well, you know, when we were kids, our parents used to call us rascals, and today we can't eat it. So rascals, yeah, you rascal, it's sending a question. A lot of people are rascals. I'm the biggest rascal here, by the way. So yeah, it's not certified, it's called bovine gelatin. Somebody sending through a WhatsApp, are foods containing cultures permissible? I know yogurt's got cultures, but foods containing cultures?
Many foods contain cultures. You know, for centuries we've been eating foods that are somehow fermented. And when there's fermentation, the fermentation takes place because of bacteria. And these bacteria are referred to as cultures. So, no, cultures are not the problem in terms of halal suitability.
All right. Just a reminder to the listeners, their lines are still open, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. You can also send in a text message. Unfortunately, we can't take any WhatsApps this evening because the WhatsApp line seems to be on the fritz. So we're going to be taking calls and text messages. One caller online. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam. Your question?
Is Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Cold Flakes halal?
Unfortunately, we cannot comment on Kellogg's product. They do not also give us any information.
Is that your question? Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Jazakallah. Any other questions for Mulana?
No,
can you just ask that? I mean, walaikum salam. Well, Anna, just on this Kellogg's thing, I mean, I know they haven't given you information, but I'm sure a lot of people do consume that. What's the general consensus?
Well, you know, there hasn't been much communication between Senna and Kellogg's, I think, for the past 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
What had happened was Senna had visited one of the factories, raised a certain concern.
Mm.
Then, you know, basically they sent us a lawyer's letter.
Yeah.
And since then we've taken a decision not to comment about it.
All right. A text message coming through, Calibo Ruby Chocolate. I think Milana did answer the question. Calibo Ruby Chocolate. So I think the same person sent it in. Calibo Ruby Chocolate.
Yeah, we would need to check on our record if we have evaluated the product, and then we can advise further.
All right, another WhatsApp coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Stryker biscuits made in South Africa halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
All right, that's halal suitable. Another WhatsApp coming through. Salams, please follow up on Peace a Pizza inside the international departure terminal at Owatamo International Airport. It's Sana approved, but the waiters allow patrons to bring bring alcohol.
Well, certainly we must address this. It's not acceptable at all. You know, one also needs to look at the context. I'm not justifying it in any way, and certainly we will address it.
Mm.
But at the airport, you have so many people coming through into a restaurant, and sometimes, you know, the person just walks past, takes a seat, brings his drink with him, and orders some food.
Yeah.
You know, in the restaurant business also, there's such a high turnover of staff. Sometimes it's a new member of the staff who hasn't been trained, who hasn't been told exactly, you know, that they're not allowed. There are clear signs there at the restaurant that no alcohol is allowed here.
Mm.
But, you know, it might be difficult to enforce sometimes because people moving through, you know, tremendous amount of people moving through the airport.
Absolutely. We are going to take the last two callers before we conclude the program. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Gee, your question for Mulana?
Is Aquila water halal?
Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee at all for Aquila flavored waters. Unfortunately, we have not been able to get any information from them, nor has Father Faisal as well.
Yeah, you know what, Ijaz was actually asking our producer, Ijaz, and the presenter on Radio Samas, asking that question a little earlier about regards Aquel water, but Milana says, what did you say, Milana? We don't have any information on that.
That's correct, yeah, they're not going to give us any.
Are they not forthcoming? Are they not forthcoming with information, or are they just being reluctant?
You see, the most complex ingredient in there is flavoring.
Mm.
Flavoring is a combination of many other materials or ingredients.
What about a plain water in a Kel range?
There would not be a problem with plain water.
All right. So basically, the plain water is fine, but the flavored ones are a problem.
Yes.
All right. Jazakallah. Anything else for Mulana?
No, Mulana. Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for the question. Let's take the last caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Hello?
Gee, you're live on air. Please switch your radio off.
Okay, is KFC in Port Elizabeth halal?
KFC in Port Elizabeth?
Yes.
Regrettably, we have not certified any KFC store, and we cannot give any guarantee for any of the outlets.
Is it?
Yes, okay, thank you, bye.
Okay, bye. Jazakallah for the question. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the program. It's just gone 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. I do apologize that the WhatsApp is not working. I would have loved to take a lot more questions, but inshallah, we will get our IT guru to try to fix it up, and by next week, whoever is presenting, inshallah, will then ensure that the WhatsApp is back on the line as well. Well, Anna, again, I just want to take this opportunity to say Jazakallah for your time on Radio Islam International, and maybe maybe just share with our listeners if they've got any queries with regards to products, the numbers they can contact and where they can get hold of Sana?
Certainly. Our Halal Helpline number is 0861-786-111. Our email, helpline@sana.org.za. You can also find us on social media, Facebook for the African National Halal Authority, Sana_Halal on Twitter, as well as on Instagram.
Jazakallah Malana, we hope you have a wonderful and productive week, inshallah, and we will speak to you next week.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that was Mulana Bilal Nicholson giving us some answers to queries that you may have. Again, I just want to apologize, unfortunately, for the WhatsApp line being down, but Jazakallah for those that have called in. Jazakallah to those that have sent in text messages. I know I put you through to the painstaking task of resorting to SMS from the Flintstones time, not the Jetsons. So, yes, but inshallah, hopefully that WhatsApp line will be back up to scratch again from next week. 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Next up is the bulletin with a certain Faisal Patel. So until then, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.